got to praise. Steals the meat, I've got to shout. Steals the enemy, I've got a song. It's burning me, that's why I sing. I've got to praise, I've got to praise. It gives victory, I've got to shout. Steals the enemy, I've got a song. Burning me, that's why I sing. I've got to praise, I've got to praise. Gives victory, I've got to shout. Steals the enemy, I've got a song. Burning me, that's why I sing. I've got to praise, I've got to praise. Gives victory, I've got to shout. Burning me, that's why I sing hallelujah, hallelujah, give him the praise, hallelujah, hallelujah, it's time to say hallelujah, hallelujah, make a joyful noise, let all the earth stand and rejoice, oh hallelujah, hallelujah, give him the praise, hallelujah. It's time to say hallelujah, hallelujah, make a joyful noise. Let all the earth stand and rejoice. I'm gonna praise. Gives victory, I've gotta shout. Steals the enemy, I've got a song. It's burning me, that's why I gotta pray. I've gotta pray. I've got a shout. Steals the enemy. I've got a song. It's burning me. That's why I sing hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Make a joyful praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
It's time to say
hallelujah, hallelujah. Make a joyful noise. Let all the earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, give him the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, it's time to say hallelujah, hallelujah, make a joyful noise. Let all the earth stand and rejoice. Hallelujah, hallelujah, let's give him the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, it's time to say hallelujah, hallelujah, make a joyful noise. Let all the earth hallelujah, come on, let's give him the praise, hallelujah, hallelujah, it's time to say hallelujah, hallelujah, make a joyful noise, let all the earth, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, let's give him the praise, hallelujah, it's time to say hallelujah, hallelujah, make a joy, let all the earth, let all the earth,
choice. Somebody say hallelujah. I tell you what, it's nothing like praise here, huh? How many got a praise? How many got a praise and glad about it? You could be anywhere. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's giving praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's time to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise.
Stand and rejoice, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's give him the praise. Oh, hallelujah. It's time to say hallelujah,
hallelujah. Make a joy.
Let all the earth stand and rejoice, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Give him the praise, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's time to say hallelujah, hallelujah. Make a joyful noise.
Let all the earth stand and rejoice. I've got to pray. Gives victory, I've got to shout. Steals the enemy, I've got a song. Burning me, that's why
I sing. That's why I sing. That's why. That's sing one more time. That's why I sing. Hallelujah. Give him a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. You can do better than that. We're here to praise the Lord. He's so good. Hallelujah. The King, we're gonna praise His name, we're gonna lift up holy hands, we're gonna worship the King, we're gonna worship the King, we're gonna praise His name, we're gonna lift up holy hands, we're gonna worship the King. Let's sing that again. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna praise His name. We're gonna lift up holy hands. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna praise His name. We're gonna lift up holy hands. We're gonna worship the King. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the night, praise Him all day long. We're gonna lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Hear me sing this song. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna praise His name. We're gonna lift up holy hands. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna praise Him. We're gonna praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long. We're gonna lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Hear me sing this song. Oh, we're gonna praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the night,
praise him all day long. We're gonna lift up the mighty name of Jesus. We're gonna praise him in the morning. We're gonna praise him in the morning. Praise him in the night. Praise him all day long. We're gonna lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Holy hands, we're gonna worship the King. We're gonna lift up holy hands, we're gonna worship the King. We're gonna lift up holy hands, we're gonna lift up holy hands, we're gonna worship the
Jesus, can I walk with you?
Talk with you.
Calling Jesus, can I talk with you? Calling Jesus, can I talk with you?
Let's sing that one more time.
Calling Jesus, can I talk with you? Calling Jesus, can I talk with you? Calling Jesus, can I talk with you? Jesus, well, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Calling Jesus, can I talk with you?
Calling Jesus, can I walk with you?
Calling Jesus, can I walk with you? Calling Jesus, can I walk with you? Calling Jesus, can I walk with you? Well, Jesus, 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 calling Jesus, can I walk with you?
Calling Jesus,
well, Jesus, Jesus. Calling Jesus, can I walk with you? Holy Spirit, come and set your fire. Holy Spirit,
come and set your fire.
Holy Spirit, come and set your fire.
How many want it?
Holy Spirit,
come and send your fire.
Holy Spirit,
come and send your fire.
Oh, Holy Spirit,
come and send your fire.
Let's sing Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit,
come and set your fire.
Whoa.
Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, come and set your fire, 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 fire. Holy Spirit, come and set your fire. Send your fire. I feel rain. I feel it falling down on me. I feel rain. I feel it falling down on me. The former and the latter rain together. I'm not talking about the weather. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me. I feel rain. I feel it falling down on me. I feel rain. I feel it falling down on me. The former and the latter rain together. I'm not talking about the weather. The Holy Ghost rain. Down on me. I feel rain. I feel it falling down on me. I feel rain. I feel it falling down on me. Former and latter rain together. I'm not talking about the weather. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me. Well, the Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me. So I say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isn't he holy? Why don't you find yourself a prayer partner?
humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up. He'll put your head above the water. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up. He'll put your head above the water. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourself. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up. He'll put your head above the water. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up. Lift you up. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up. He'll put your head above the water. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Let him lift you up. Let him lift you up. Humble yourself. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up. He'll put your head above the water. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up. He'll put your head above the water. Humble yourself. 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 Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up. He'll put your head above the water. Humble yourself. 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 Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up. He'll put your head above the water. Humble yourself. Tell somebody. Just humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up. He'll put your head above the water. Humble yourself. Tell him. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up. He'll put your head above the water. Humble yourself. All you gotta do is humble yourself. All you gotta do is humble yourself. All you gotta do is humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up. He'll put your head above the water. Humble yourself. 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 Let's get lifted up. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Tell the Lord. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Let's go higher. 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 Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up. He'll put your head above the water. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself.
This is that hour when the righteous come forth and shine. Somebody say glory to God. Just start to pray in your prayer language.
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up. He'll put your head above the water. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself.
He wants to lift you up. Say thank you, Father. Are you getting that word on the inside of your heart? Oh, we love you, Father.
Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself.
God wants to use you. Somebody say, thank you, Father. How many of you are ready to be blessed? Say, I'm ready to be blessed. Sometimes it looks like you're going down, but you're really going up.
All things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. It's working for your good.
Somebody say, thank you, Father. We have to go on, don't we? Tell somebody it's going to be all right. Tell somebody right now with faith. Say, don't worry about a thing. Yeah.
Say yes.
Praise you, Father. You're going to come out on top. Do you know that? Say, I'm going to come out on top. You're going to be able to be like those people in the Bible says, up out of the muck and miry clay, he lifted me. Somebody say, he lifted me.
Oh.
How many of you are ready to be lifted? Say, lift me, Lord. Oh, we have to go on.
Lift me, Lord.
Lift me up, Lord. Lift me. Lift me.
Thank you, Father. We love you. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Well, glory to God. Isn't he good? Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Krista, would you play softly for us, please? If you give somebody a hug, you can sit down. But only if you give somebody a hug and tell them that you love them. Oh, bless the Lord. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You're going to rise above this stuff. Somebody say hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah,
hallelujah. You're going to rise high above. Somebody say glory to God. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, he's a good God, isn't he? He's going to get us together. Well, while we're waiting for that, man, while we're waiting for that, let's receive this morning's offering. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. I want to give you a quiz real quick. What is offerings not? What are offerings not? See how y'all pay attention. What are offerings not? Thank you, Brother Jesse. Offerings are not what?
Donations.
Offerings are not donations. Offerings are a form of worship. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. When offerings become donations, the only thing you get from it, amen, is a tax exemption. But when you offer it from your heart, you get the blessing of God, amen, and the anointing of God. So we want you to worship. Somebody say thank God.
Thank God.
Worship God with your heart and with your offering. Somebody say thank. That's a blessing. And that's the standard. The offerings are holy unto the Lord, amen. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We can worship God in a thousand different ways. And one of the ways that we worship God, we lift our hands in worship. We sing songs to God. We pray. The other way that we worship God with sacrificial offerings. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And we want to get down to you and just share a little bit about offerings each week and get this down in your spirit so that you'll have revelation of that and then you'll be able to teach somebody else. If you want to, don't ever fear some of the things I've learned about offerings. Don't ever let an offering pass you by. When blessings are going, they will never pass you by. Somebody say, thank God for that.
Thank God for that.
Whenever you have an offering, you always listen to the Spirit in your heart. Amen. You listen to God on the inside of your heart, and then you instantly obey what the Holy Spirit is telling you what to do. So we say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Spirit of poverty. How can you tell the spirit of poverty? The spirit of poverty is fear. It will usually manifest itself during offerings. Amen. If you hear that voice talking to you right before the offering time, you feel antsy, you got to run out. That's a spirit of poverty. Amen. It's there sent to kill you. Amen.
Amen.
It's assignment. It sits there. It doesn't act up during the song. There's another spirit that acts up during song services. Amen. You know, there's spirits all over the place. You know, there's some spirits that act up during song services. There's some spirits that act up in the lobby. There's some spirits that act up during the word. Amen. But there are some spirits that just act up. You know that spirit of poverty. So, oh, that's my part of the service now. Whenever sees Brother Jesse walk up to the thing it thinks is offering time, or sees me walk up, that spirit of poverty will jump up. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, the spirit of poverty will try to preach the same time that we try to preach. We try to preach that God will bless you. Amen. The spirit of poverty get up there and say, hey, you can't do this. Just be afraid. Nothing's going to work out. Amen. But you've got to learn to fight that battle and not be defeated in the area of your finances.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you got to learn to speak to spirits and take complete control. It's about time we grow up. Somebody say grow up.
Grow up.
Concerning those things so that we can reign the way God wants us to reign.
Amen.
Amen. One of the things you got to take it as a spiritual battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and high and heavenly and lofty places. You got to learn how to fight the whole fight of faith. And one of the ways you fight that fight of faith, say, devil, you're a liar. In Jesus' name, I'll be blessed and I'll offer to God the best that I can. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. So I want you to meditate, amen, take some time and pray and ask God what you should do, and then just simply obey it, amen, especially if there's need in your life, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We do terrible offerings in Texas. You know, I want to see us grow to that area. We've been here for 5 years, and we have not been able to get to that level yet. And I'm not just talking about the amount of money. I mean, you can give a lot of money, but it never yet be an offering. Amen? It's not the amount that makes a good offering. Amen? It's the heart. You know, I came up in the Word Church, you know, back in my area, thank God. Offering time came, and there would be a roar over the building of people glad. I mean, just that was just offering time. They were so excited at what God had done and just for the opportunity. They would remember. Amen? They remember the week that they just been through and what God did. Amen?
Amen.
They remember not having any shoes. Amen? They remember, some of them remember, hey, I ain't got nothing right now, but God's going to work it out anyhow. Amen? That's the time we think about what we got going on. And they would start to spiritualize that stuff and start to worship God and praise God for anyhow. They would out-talk the devil. They'd out-scream the devil. Amen? They say it's offering time, and everybody would stand up on their feet and start to shout and praise God and get glad about it. You know, but many churches, they go to, well, we just put a little box in the back of the door. We put a little box in the back of the door, and you whatever you feel you got to do, you got to do. You know what? That's wrong.
You know that's wrong, and you're ripping people off when you do that. Amen. It's not the way it's meant to do. We put a little box, and some places they say, well, you don't have to worry about it. We got a couple people with big bucks in here, and they'll take care of it. Y'all don't have to worry about a thing. They'll cover the whole thing for you. That's not God's heart either. Amen. Amen. It's the heart of God that we worship God. Notice that. What did they have in the center of the place? The sacrificial offering. Amen. They had the altar. Amen. That was in the center of the temple. Amen. So it wasn't meant to be in the back room someplace. Amen.
Amen.
You know, not something we need to brush under the carpet and get embarrassed about because we worship God with giving. Amen. We believe in it and we trust it, and that's how we're blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Right here in the Woodlands. Somebody say, thank God for that.
Thank God for that.
Praise the Lord. So I just want you to stand up right where you are. If you're in need, stand up. If you got a need right now, if you have a need that you need God to come through, just stand up right where you are. If you got a need, a financial need, amen. And I just want you to start to bless the Lord with your heart right now. Just start to worship God and thank God that you know that thing's going to be taken care of. You start to bless the Lord. This is what offerings are all about. You worship God. I want you to think about the money you don't have or the situation you're dealing with right now. You want God to move on, amen. I want you to focus on that right now. You need a mountain to move. You need finances to come in. You start to worship God right now. And then you keep on worshiping Him until you know you got what you need. Amen. You keep on worshiping until you know that bill's paid. You keep on worshiping until you know that it's coming, until you develop faith in that area. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God needs to make a way for somebody. Somebody needs to have it right away. I tell you what, many times you get this thing before you even leave the building, your stuff is taken care of. Hallelujah. 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 I want those that the devil lied to and said, hey, you'll never get out of this rut. You'll never get out of this problem. It's not going to come. You're always going to be in debt. He's been worrying you about debt. I want you to laugh right now and tell the devil he's a liar. I want you to laugh right now in the middle of this offering and tell the devil he's a liar, that the word of God is not true. You're not going to believe his report.
Amen.
You're coming out on top. Glory to God. Say, even though you don't see how it's going to happen, even though you don't know in your mind, hallelujah, God's going to work it out. I'm telling you right now, God's going to work it out. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got the blessing of God on my life. I've got the blessing of God on my life. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth absolutely no sorrow with it. Amen. There's something of the blessing of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody didn't think you're going to have enough this week. You had to have something come out, and you didn't know how it was going to come. Bless the Lord for it. Bless the Lord for it. You need to get in here during the offering time and praise God for that. Hallelujah. Thank somebody that ate this week. You just don't know how you ate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You look good today. You just don't know how you're looking good, but you're looking good anyhow because God did it. Bless Him for it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Then for those of you who got something in the bank, amen. Already, you don't have to worry about those things. You need to bless the Lord and thank God, amen. You need to thank God for that place, amen. Hallelujah. Give God the credit, amen. Give God the glory. Give God the worship that He's worthy, amen. Hallelujah. The offering time is the time that we thank God and worship God for His provision. Hallelujah. Romanamasakya baruhushtamahai. Thank you, Father. Now give the Lord I believe we can do it. Amen. Just give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift up holy hands and give God a shout of praise for His provision. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that miracle.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you need seed, get it. If you need seed, get it. Hallelujah. If you need seed, I'll give it to you. You got it? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. I want you to speak to that offering right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Say, miracle of God.
Miracle of God.
Start
to manifest.
Even now.
Now.
I want to see it. The Bible says, try me. Amen. Try me. Just try God on it. Somebody say, hallelujah. Some of you don't need to have a miracle on your finance, but it'd be just nice to see Him do something, wouldn't it? Hallelujah. Somebody say, miracle of God,
move
right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You people don't know about the... hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody that's got faith, just grab a hold of the person beside you and speak a blessing on them right now in the name of Jesus. Speak a blessing on them. Don't play with it. Just speak a blessing on them right now. Somebody needs something. Somebody needs something. Somebody's got faith. They need something. Speak a blessing on them right now. Hallelujah. Speak a blessing on them right now. Call those contracts in. Call God to do some things. Hey, This is how you humble yourself. Glory to God. You speak it in right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Over that apartment rent, all those extra things. Glory to God. We speak it. We call it in. Unseen resources right now in the name of Jesus. Fill it up. In the name of Jesus. Don't you ever fear in that area. Believe God. He'll do it. Amen. Our things are about to get better. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You can sow real quickly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Somebody say, faith.
Faith.
Worketh.
Worketh.
By.
By.
Love.
Love.
Say it one more time. Faith.
Faith.
Worketh. By.
By.
Love.
Love.
Ooh, glory to God. How many are ready to see some manifestation? You may be seated. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you what, there are certain people, you get them together and things start to happen.
Amen.
There are certain people, you put them together and I guarantee you, you got yourself a duel. It's like
thank
Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
I mean, you put those two boys together, man, it's all over with. Amen. I mean, they got it all together. Somebody say, partners.
Partners.
Batman and Robin. Well, I tell you what, faith worketh by love. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. If you really want to get your faith working, put it beside some love.
Amen.
How many want to see, everybody wants to see faith manifested in their lives. They want to see faith manifested in their life. But call that other giant in there. Amen. Call forth the spirit of love to start to manifest in your life and watch what will happen for you. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. If you had an office building, you had two people working in the office building. Everybody has a little cubicle. They have a little desk. Amen. But right beside the desk of faith, there's love. Amen. And they work together side by side. Amen. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Why don't you go there really quickly? For in Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Man. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, avail. Somebody say, availeth.
Availeth.
Means prevails or is able to get some stuff done or do some stuff. Amen. Who you think you are doesn't mean anything. Amen. But I tell you what makes it. Faith, which works by love, gets the job done. You got to put your faith out there. I want to talk to you just a little bit about love. Somebody say, benevolence. Agape and charity. Amen. Faith worketh by love. Here's somebody says, listen, there are two types of people in the world, and you can check them out. There are two types of people in the world, and you can put this test here to find out what kind of person they are. There are those who come into a room and say, here I am. You ever know those people like that? I'm here. And there are those that say, oh, there you are. There are two types of people in the world. Some people come in the room, and they say, well, I'm here now. Now we can have a party. I'm here. Now we can get this thing going. And there's the other type that says, oh, there you are. When you go out with somebody, you talk about somebody, you get in the car, what do you talk about most of the time? Your stuff, what you're going through? Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Let me finish talking about me right now. What the Lord told me, what the Lord's doing for me, what I've been through, what I'm about to do, what I'm about to go through. Amen. And people just wear you out. Somebody say, me, 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 me. Tuning up. You know, people like that, people don't usually like to ride with people or hang with people like that too much. But they're looking for someone. How many of you want to have just a little bit of class, a little bit of style? Every once in a while, we have to remind ourselves of these things. You know, I want to, everybody say, I want to have just some class. I want to have a little bit of style in myself. And there are certain things we can practice to be pleasant to people. You ever seen people, you see them coming, you just want to jump over the grocery store aisle to the next aisle? You know, oh gosh. You know, then they tell all the things the Lord has done through them. You know, their testimony, you know, by the finish, they finish testifying and say, man, we need to put a book in the Bible about this one. They're tearing it up. You know what? But we need to get to the point of belief. You know, somebody say love. If we want to get stuff done, nobody, you know, share your testimony. Get over about 3 weeks. But have some open ears to hear what's going on in somebody else's life.
Yeah.
Amen. Faith works. Somebody say, ah. Somebody say, ah.
Ah.
There you are.
There you are.
See, that's how people are in church sometimes. You know, I didn't show up in church. Ain't nobody called me. Nobody called me. Nobody worried about me whatsoever, you know? When was the last time you called somebody and asked where they were? Two types of people in the world, but God wants us to be the other type of person. Say the word compassion.
Compassion.
Say compassion again.
Compassion.
When you really want to get that anointing to work in your life, or faith to start to manifest in your life, where you start to see miracles happen, God to answer prayers rapidly. Amen. You've got to get your prayer life developed to the point to where you'll start to feel the compassion from the heart of God. So say passion. There's no way you're going to be able to minister without compassion. And compassion is like passion. Everybody say the word passion. Remember what we call the passion play?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are passionate about stuff. Most of the time, people are only passionate about their stuff. They're passionate about what they got to do that day. Passionate about how they're going to get their house done. Or passionate about, you know, how am I going to get my stuff taken care of. But we don't have any passion or drive for anything other than ourselves. But God wants that to change. We need the love of Jesus. Everybody say the love of Christ.
The love of Christ.
On the inside of us. And when we get the love of Christ on the inside of us, we'll start to walk in the things that God told us to walk through. One of the greatest books that any believer could ever read, you know, and if y'all give me some bucks to go down there and get it for you, I think give me seven, that'll do. I believe that'll do. If not, I'll come back for more. Amen. And if it's too much, I'll keep the rest and put it in the offering. Amen. So give me something, and I'll drive down to Lakewood, and I'll get you Brother John Osteen's book, The Divine Flow. The divine flow of God. And the divine flow of God talks about the anointing. Many people get the anointing of God to work on them on a weekly basis or on a daily basis, and they don't even know it. They feel led, or they feel in their heart some warmth or some passion, or they feel drawn to someone to say something. Well, that's Jesus on the inside of you. That's Jesus on the inside. That's the anointing of God on the inside of you trying to get out to touch somebody else's life. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's a lady that I love, a great book. Everybody ever read the book, Deeper Depths in Jesus Christ? Madame Guyon. Madame Guyon, she died in 1717. Awesome book if you want to read it. But she wrote this thing right here, and I like it. It says, I love my God, but with no love of my own. For I have none to give. I love thee, Lord, but all the love is thine. For by thy love I live. That's kind of deep, isn't it? Y'all remember that song we started to sing a while back said, I don't love you like I want to, but yet you give yourself over again. You know, people thought I was really crazy for singing that, but you know that's the truth. We never get to the point. You know, if you really love God and you really love something, you'll realize how much love you really have for Him. And I've gotten to the point where I said, you know what? Any love that I could muster up within myself, you know what I'm saying? It will never match the love that God requires. We don't have enough love in our own. We can't develop it. Mama can't teach us to us. You know, it's real love. The love of Christ is just not good manners. Amen. It's something supernatural. A love and devotion from God comes as a gift from God. Madame Guillaume found out in her deep. She died. You know, she was a wild woman. They put her in prison because of her radical love to the Lord that she had. She taught people how to get into Jesus. If you want to get into prayer, if anybody wants to be a great intercessor or a prayer warrior, get the book Deeper Depths in Jesus Christ by Madame Guyon. Deep book. Woman was a trip back then. And she realized, you know what? The love that she had, everybody was wondering, well, she's really devoted to God. Everybody see people really on fire for God? Really on fire for God? Man, they must really love God. They pray. They do everything God wants them to do. They're always worshiping. Those are the people that realize that love is not their own. And they pray for God. God, give me a heart that loves you. David said, God, give me a heart that follows hard after you. So if you find your love dwindling, your love dwindling away, you know, toward God and toward others, you know what you need? You don't need to brush up on just basic skills. You need to start to pray in the Holy Ghost. That God will put that love on the inside of your heart and it will become more natural to you. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm getting there. Luke chapter 10, verse 25. Somebody say, faith. Works by love.
Some people just need to hang it up. You can just see your faith has got, your love has got to match your faith for God to do something. So say they go together. You know that Jesus sent them out by twos? He didn't send any disciple out by themselves. You know, there are no lone rangers out there. Somebody say praise God. But he sent them out there by twos. And there are a lot of people out there just going out there with faith and absolutely no love. They can't get anything done. There are a lot of people out there with a lot of love and ain't got no faith, and they can't get anything done either. I worked in the Salvation Army for years. And boy, they taught us how to love the people. Feed them soup, soap, and salvation. Give them a bowl of soup, give them some soap, then give them salvation. Amen?
Amen.
That's their philosophy. Amen? And we could love them, but we were never quite able. I'd be there for years, but we were never quite able to get them to jump out of where they were to the next place. They'd come back every year for the same Christmas basket. Every year for the same Thanksgiving basket, because you know all we were doing was just loving them. Amen. Somebody say, thank God for that.
Thank God for that.
But you know what? God didn't send any apostle out there by himself, any disciple out there. He sent them out two by two. And when you do that same thing, you're going to have to send out your heart twice. You can't just go someplace and teach people how to. Why is Lakewood so successful? Because Brother Osteen didn't just come with a message of faith and faith by itself. People that had that problem, they are no longer here, right? When Brother Osteen came, he was the apostle of love. People don't know that, but he was known as the apostle of love in this basic area. Amen. He came with a heart of faith to tell people, listen, you do these things, you read the word, practice these things, and you'll be blessed, but also love people.
Amen.
So say faith
and love
work together. And if you try to move in just one on by himself, nothing will work in your life. Listen to this. Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Everybody say eternal life.
Eternal life.
Then that word eternal life is also abundant life. What can I do to get this good life? How many want to get the good life?
Yes.
And he said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and thy neighbor as yourself. Somebody said, that's how you get a good life.
That's how you get a good life.
Look at somebody and tell them, that's
how
you get a great life. People are always complaining about life. I'm so miserable. People say, you need a new life. Abundant life comes and it's based on that basic scripture right there, is loving God. He said, if you seek first the kingdom of God, all these other things, we say other stuff, will be given to you. We've got to learn to pour our heart out from God, and you learn to live for God. And it goes on to me that love the Lord God and your neighbor as yourself. There are a lot of people today who must not love themselves too much. Because if you really want to love yourself and do good for yourself, you're going to have to learn to love others. If you keep serving yourself, sticking your head up, rising to the top, you ain't going to go nowhere. You're not loving yourself. You're hurting yourself. You're harming yourself. If you're really going to love yourself, you're going to do what God wants you to do. Amen. You're going to want to be obedient. Amen. And love others. And he said unto them, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. Wow. So, how many of you really want to live?
Amen.
Somebody said, I want to. If you do this, you'll live. That's real easy. Says choose blessings or cursing, life or death. Says choose a life that you might be able to live, right? In the Old Testament it says that, but right here he said, this is how you choose life, and this is a life that we're to live. A life of loving others. All right? Do this and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, who is my neighbor? Isn't that a trip? And Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among the thieves and stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest, amen, that way, and when he saw him. Everybody say, he saw him.
He saw him.
So say, a priest.
A priest.
See, there are a lot of religious people that like to go around priestly, you know. They're just so spiritual, you know. They're set apart from God, you know. And they see people every day. Somebody say, look at them. We see stuff every day. And we just walk by. Somebody say, "Glory, oh my word." Somebody say, "My word." You know, we don't give it a chance. If we just ignore it long enough, it'll be okay. That gets me about Christian people. Somebody say, faith works by love. Love, you know, faith just moves right at home, but love stops and sees some stuff. Amen. And love wants to do something about it. Amen. He looked, and the priest saw him and passed by the other side. And likewise, a Levite. Somebody say a Levite. Somebody say a worshiper.
My.
They make us worship team members. We need to start doing this sometime too. Living Praise, we do the worship team at CFNI. But every quarter, they made us get to the kitchen and serve the student body. Why? Because we didn't want to be just those Levites. You know, every once in a while, you can think you're so holy, so righteous, and so talented, so great, that you don't serve anybody else. Somebody say, you see people in need, and you think the best thing you can do for them is sing your song. Somebody say, hallelujah. I can sing you a song, but it ain't going to make things go better. Amen. Half time, we got to sing better than that anyhow, right? Somebody say Levites and priests that go by the other side. So spiritual, so full of faith, but really we don't have any action to back up our spirituality. Now that Levite went by, and he was at, and a priest, and he saw him at the other side, and likewise a Levite, and when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by. Somebody say, went on by. You know, they sing that Dion Wong song, just walk on by. Everybody say, walk on by. You know, people say, pass me not, oh gentle Savior. It depends on who he's riding with. Amen. Someone says, hear my humble cry. While on others all are calling, do not pass me by. But many of us are so caught up in our miracle, caught up in our issue. Amen. We don't stop for anybody. It's like trying to get a cab in New York City. Amen. I'm here. You know? We only stop for those that we think are going to be able to give us the best. Some say compassion. Is compassion greater in your life to cause you to stop what you're doing just a little bit? Is compassion great in your life to cause us to cut some stuff out? I ain't got time for this right now. I got to go. Is compassion enough to cause you to stop? Someone say, just stop it. Is compassion enough to make you forget about yourself and think about others? Well, you got great faith. But the Bible says you have all the faith of the world. You can move mountains. And you don't have charity. Somebody say charity. And that's just not a sweet song, singing in the night. Glory to God. If you don't have charity, somebody say, you ain't nothing. Ooh, I'm teaching good today. And I still got 15 minutes. I ought to get a couple in there. Amen. Now. And he passed by. Yeah. Now. And there came, and when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, somebody say Samaritan. That's somebody they didn't think was worth anything. Somebody say half-breed. They didn't look the part. Amen. They didn't go to Bible school probably. Amen. They're not a part of the ministry team. Not a part of leadership. Amen. Might not have it all together. Might not have been in the Kojic church or the charismatic church as long as you have. Maybe they don't speak in tongues as loud as anybody else. Somebody say Samaritan. Wasn't the priest or see, that's what it's like most of the time. Many times the people that you least likely expect is the ones out there getting the job done. Those that want to use their faith to manifest compassion. Amen. In a certain Samaritan journey, he came where he was, and when he saw, somebody said, when he saw. So those are the two different people. Some people are looking for two different things. Other people are looking for the open door. Looking for the open window, looking for the big chance. Somebody say the big break. You ever met people always looking for the break? You know, you can't even enjoy life with them. You know, it's like that with ministry sometimes. People just can't come and hang. We like life longers. But many people say, this is just a stepping stone to where I got to go. Amen. I ain't going to be here long. I'm going on to the next thing. So you say, praise God.
Praise God.
You know, you can't. I've learned to leave them folk alone. Amen.
Amen.
Just leave them folk alone completely. So say, when you see.
When you see.
Do you see a situation where you can be a blessing? Or do you see a situation, man, this is a great opportunity for me to be blessed? Janet Jackson needs to sing on the team sometime, doesn't she? What have you done for me lately? Ooh, that's how we are. Somebody say, praise God. We just, somebody say, me, 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 me. Somebody say, me, 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 me. And wonder why nothing's happening. And nothing's going on in their life. Somebody say, they left too soon. They left one of their partners. I mean, they done left somebody at the, you know, we were out there at the subway station, and I went with Jesse and Crystal, you know? It'd be like me just getting on a train, leaving Crystal there on the dock. Somebody say, amen? Many of us went out too soon. We went out there with a bunch of faith, amen? And we ain't got no compassion. All we think about is ourself. Somebody say, when all you can see
is your problems,
you got a problem. When all you can see is your problem and your stuff, you got a bigger problem than your problems. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, help me help somebody. And a certain Samaritan, he journeyed, and when he saw him, he had compassion. See, there are a lot of us who try to act like we don't see stuff. We try to act like we don't see stuff. We don't see a need. We don't see an issue. We don't see somebody sitting in church, sitting by themselves. Oh, it's prayer time. Well, that visitor can sit over there by himself. Somebody say, hallelujah. See, God requires us to look around. Amen. Somebody say, look around and see. Somebody might need you. Amen.
Amen.
And when you just, so if you just open your eyes, see, many, you know, somebody say, half people don't even look around. They're just blind. You know, you've just been, I've been wore out sometime, you know. You know, just, you know, not with church folk, you know, just been worn out sometime and get around some other people. You know, and just been ready to plop out. You know, just fizzle out completely. Not lately, thank God. And you get around some people, and you say, man, it's really rough. And you can't even tell them anything, you know, because they didn't told you what's going on in their life. You can never get there. But this person saw him, and he had compassion on him. And when he went to him, somebody say, compassion. God's compassion does something. God's compassion, boy, I feel sorry for you. Boy, I feel sorry for you. Jesus didn't come down from heaven to look at us in our sin and say, boy, I feel sorry for y'all. Man, it's sad. You let the devil steal everything from you. Man, y'all in some rough shape. I feel bad. I just came down to see you, give you a pat on the back. I tell you what, there's never a case where you ever, let me tell you what, passion. When you get that anointing of God, if there's ever passion in your heart, if there's ever a little inkling in your heart, Holy Ghost does not speak. That is the Holy Spirit speaking. Compassion is the Holy Spirit speaking. Amen? Some say, well, I never feel the Holy Spirit move on me to do anything. You need some help. You need to go back to the prayer closet until you do. And the Holy Spirit never scratches on our heart with some type of passion and expects us to do nothing about it. Because the Bible says, my words or my impressions, my logos, my manifestations will not return to me void.
Amen.
There's never a case in your heart, in your life, where the Holy Spirit touches your heart with some form of compassion where you don't have the ability to do something. So I'm going to say,
you can always
do something. Just move. Might not be money. You just got to get quiet when you feel that. Say, whenever you feel that thing on the inside of your heart, God wants you to do something. Many people go out with me sometimes. You wonder why I just start talking to somebody. And I'm just feeling the divine flow of the Holy Spirit. And I'm just looking and say, there's something special about there. And God's going to give me the opportunity to let somebody know. But I'm not going to let this word die in me. I'm not going to let it sit there. I'm going to do something with it. You know, you can do something. You can smile. You can, you know, somebody said, you just got to step out in that direction. Rex was really good about that. And he really, every time he gets some stuff going, one time he was in church 2 or 3 years ago. And he just had this divine flow. I didn't understand it. He got up in the middle of service, went out and bought everybody a Coke. Y'all remember that service? He went out and got everybody a Coke. But he went out and bought everybody a Coke. He did something about it. Amen. We never know. When you humble yourself to the point where you just stop saying, I'm a nice person. See, that's pride and ego. When we feel those divine flows on the inside and say, hey, that's Jesus. God wants to use me. That's my life. Okay, what do I need to do with it right now? And if Jesus is on the inside of you, he's always going, you know, he was always moved. Somebody say he was always moved with compassion. What Jesus you got? He ain't moved me for long. He was here for 3 years. He came down here for 3 years. Healed the sick, raised the dead, cast out devils, fed 5,000 people twice. And we got Jesus, you know, he ain't doing nothing. You know, we can walk down the street, you know, anything going on, he ain't going to move you. Someone said, if that same, someone say same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, someone say, it will quicken
your
mortal body.
Amen.
That means it'll make your lazy butt do something. If the same, if Jesus, you know, so it didn't say your spiritual body, or it just doesn't make you pray. If the same spirit of Jesus dwells on the inside of you, it's going to cause you, when you get full of the Holy Ghost, get edified, it's going to cause you to do something about it. So we say faith without works is dead. So when you feel the divine flow of God, just get up and move in that direction and be obedient. And whenever you do it, you're blessed. Somebody say hallelujah. This man got up there. He poured. Listen, he bound up his wounds, pouring oil and the wine. And he set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Wow. We have a hard time with that, don't you? This is mine. It's mine. Somebody say mine. Don't mess with me. You know, some of us forget the beast. We just don't want nobody taking our time. Notice that God required him to use his own stuff. Who say your own stuff? To minister to others. What did Jesus have to use to minister to us? His own what? Flesh. See, you ever want to work over your flesh? Put it to service for Jesus. Well, today, Brother Rod, you're going to go minister, hallelujah, to Brother so-and-so. Somebody say, keep your body under. And on the morrow, he departed and took out 2 pence and gave it to the host and said to him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest the more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these thinkest thou was the neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? He said, he that showeth mercy on him. So it said,
those that
have mercy.
No,
have mercy. See, it's not enough to drive by and say, oh Lord, have mercy. You know? See, that's what we do. We see different cases. We want to blame it on Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Go do something about it, Jesus, and you're his hands, you're his feet, you're his action. Amen. God, give him some money. You don't know you're holding God's money. Pick him up, Lord. You don't know you ride in his car. Somebody say, amen. You just his chauffeur. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
To him that showeth. Somebody say, shows.
Shows.
Mercy. See, I like that stuff. See, some things manifest. See, we want God to show up all the time. Show me the money. Show me the miracle. Show me the blessing. And we don't show anything. Then said Jesus unto him, go. Somebody say, go. Somebody say, go. Go on now. He said, go and do likewise. Jesus uses Samaritan as the example to us. I got 5 minutes. No, I got as long as we need. Amen. I want to tell you one thing before we go. Somebody say, what hypocrites love. Hypocrites, you know, why can't we love people? Because we waste so much of our time loving other things that there's no room to love everybody, anything else. Somebody say, you want to find a hypocrite? I'm going to tell you what they love. Go to Luke chapter 43. Luke chapter 11, verse 43. It says, woe unto you, Pharisees, for you love the upper seats, uppermost seats in the synagogues. Thank God it says synagogues. Because I went to Broadway, and I had to have the best seat. I didn't go to a show if I didn't get a good seat, you know, but it said synagogues. And greetings in the marketplaces. Some say they love attention, and they love looking good and being exalted in front of other people. Some say love. That's why we don't have time. Luke chapter 20, verse 46. It says, beware of the scribes which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets. And the highest seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms at the feast. Also go to Luke chapter 16, verse 13. No servant. Somebody say, no servant. Everybody say, no. Luke chapter 16, verse 13. No servant can serve. If you have a problem with servanthood, if it's a big problem with you, no servant, somebody say, no moonlighting. No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And the Pharisees also who were covetous. Everybody say covetous. Heard all these things and he derided him. So I'm saying, you got to learn what you're serving. It's impossible to be obedient, to be a servant of the anointing of God. See, a servant hears it. You can't listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit on the inside of yourself when you're constantly looking for open windows and doors and opportunities. You can't look to be a blessing if you're always looking to be blessed. We should expect to be blessed. Amen?
Yes.
And God can deliver it to you. Amen? We should be looking for windows and places to plant seeds and to be used of God. I'm saying, don't be covetous. Glory to God. I enjoyed this morning. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Faith works by love. And thank God we can get a whole lot. I don't have enough education to do it any other way but then by faith. My family's not rich enough to give me what I want to have in life. I have to get it by faith. Amen?
Amen.
People aren't nice enough to give us what we want. Amen? We have to get it by faith. And you know what faith tells me? Went down there and said, hey, I want to get some assistance over here. Faith said, hey, if you want me to come, you got to take my friend too. It's like when y'all went down and loaded up that truck. You know, he said, you had to get four of those guys. He said, I'm not going to do this by myself. I can't. He said, if you want me to work for you, you want me to manifest myself in your life, you're going to have to bring along love. You're going to have to bring along love, and then faith will go along with love, and then you'll be able to get where God wants you to get. So say, work on the love stuff. Stand up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I believe in the supernatural. How about you? How about you? Do you believe in the supernatural? God is a good God and He can do anything. If you want to see your faith, ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. Faith, someone say faith, comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Be listening to the Spirit this week. Some of y'all that can catch that, catch it. Be listening to the Spirit this week. Amen. Be open to be used by God and follow that leading. Follow that direction. Amen. And faith will come to get the job done. Father, we love you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Lord, we pray that you would help us develop the heart that you want us to have, Father God. Lord, we want to have the same voice, Father God, that you have. We want to have the same compassion that you had, Father God. We understand that within ourselves, Father God, there's not enough love to get the job done. But thank you for Jesus that poured his blood into our life. That blood produces love, Father God. So teach us how to let that life flow, that love flow, flow in and through us, Father God, that we be able to be the vessels that you want us to be. And we be able to, Lord, that our faith would start to manifest and operate on a higher level. Thank you for all that you can do and all that you're going to do through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
May y'all be blessed. We'll be back here tonight at 7 o'clock. Somebody say, thank God for that. Hallelujah. Get a cup of coffee before you go. Let the fathers know you love them and tell them Happy Father's Day. Amen. Put some good music on, Brother Jesse.